Hey there, this is Dominique, and welcome to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find this and other episodes where I discuss financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development by visiting my YouTube channel or by visiting my blog at www.djhendersonsr.com. Now enjoy the episode. In this video, I'm going to be explaining what some have called the eighth wonder of the world, compound interest. And at the end, I'm going to show you an easy way for you to start earning it. Get the pen and paper out. Hey everyone, this is Dominique with DJH Capital Management coming to you on YouTube to help you do more with your life and money around the subjects of financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development. And today we're going to be covering a topic that everybody wants to know about, and that's how to grow your money. Well, specifically, how to grow your money comes with the idea of compound interest. And I want to talk to you today about that, and I want to give you a way that you can start earning it right now or as soon as you want to. So let's get started. By the way, make sure that you hit that subscribe button to get more information around financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development on this channel. Compound interest, why is it so powerful? And I think it boils down to this four-letter word called time. One of the greatest investors of all time, Sir John Templeton, said that the best time to invest is when you have money. And it's because history suggests that it's not timing that matters, but time itself. So more than what you earn, more than what you can contribute to the account, if you just had a lot of time to invest, you would be very well off, according to Sir John Templeton. Now, how does this concept work? And I think it's best illustrated with an example. Most people, if you ask them, which would they rather have, $100 at the end of 30 days or $3.33 over each day, which one would they rather have? They would probably rather have the latter. And that's because of the time value of money, which we'll cover in a different video. But for this video's sake, if you receive $3.33 over 30 days, you would essentially have $100. But the difference is, on day one, your $3.33 can go out and earn interest. On day two, that $3.33 can go out and earn interest, and so on and so on and so on. But if you just waited to the end of your 30-day period and collected the $100, you would only have $100. But if you add up the math, if you do the math on your $3.33 earning interest every day over a 30-day period, you're going to come up with more than $100. Not a whole lot more than $100, but if you were to add a few more zeros behind that, you would really see the power in this. Think of your total investment empower as $1, just for simplicity's sake, $1. If you were to split that $1 into pennies, and those pennies pretty much acted as soldiers to go out and go get interest. So each penny returned back with a fractional penny. This is the same concept with compound interest. This is just exactly how your money works, no matter how you invest it. Whenever you earn a return and the money that you earn earns interest on its own, and the money that earns interest on its own begins to earn interest on its own, and so on and so on, you begin to get this snowball effect of how powerful compound interest exactly is. So that's how it works. Now, how can you take advantage of something so powerful as compound interest? It's easy. You need to start investing now. The more time you have, remember what Sir John Templeton said, the more time you have, the better. So you can use apps like Robinhood or platforms like Wealthfront that allow you to invest just a small amount of money to buy a lot of shares, pretty much like a mutual fund or a stock or a bond or things like that. Different asset classes that allow you to take a small amount of money and spread it across a large pool of assets to begin working this in your favor. Now, here's the easiest way for you to start earning compound interest. Pay off your credit card balances every month. Each month that you carry a credit card balance with interest, the credit card company is essentially sending its soldiers to come collect interest from you. and you're lining the credit card company's pockets instead of your own. So when you're paying 19 or 20% on a credit card, that money cannot be working for you because it's working for the credit card company where you're borrowing. As soon as you pay that off, you immediately put 19 or 20% back in your pocket, which is just like compound interest. Put that money to work in the market and you can begin to see your accounts grow. Now, leave me a note in the comments about any other financial topics you want to hear from a financial professional's perspective. That's all for now. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Hey there. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review at the same location that you downloaded it. If you've got any questions for me, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and leave me a comment as I answer every single comment I receive. Now, have a great and prosperous day.